天我们分享的信息题目是圣诞之光照亮黑暗。
Today the theme of our sharing is the light of Christmas shining in the darkness.
从绝望的椅子到希望的马槽。
From the chair of despair to the manger of hope.
在开始之前我们做一个祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
我们恭敬地将今天的整个的信息交托在神的手中。
We commit today's message in your hands.
你的话语一经解开就发出亮光。
May your word as spoken bring us light.
求你的圣道和圣灵运行在我们的当中。
May your word and spirit move among us.
使我们讲的和听的都能够更深地认识你和明白你。
That those of us who are speaking and also listening will know you better.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天的经文是约翰福音一章一至五节至十四节。
Today's message comes from John chapter 1 verses 1 to 5 and 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and have made its dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
弟兄姐妹和朋友们，欢迎在这个圣诞的季节来到这里。
So a warm welcome to all of our dear friends to be with us this Christmas season.
刚才我们共同经历了一场心灵的旅程。
Just now we went on a journey of reflection together.
七张椅子，七个生命，七种沉默。
Seven chairs, seven lives, seven silences.
那个为成绩流泪的小女孩。
The little girl who was crying over her grades.
那个在耳机背后躲避世界的少年人。
The teenager who was hiding from the world.
那个在手机亮光中越发孤独的大学生。
The university student who was growing colder in the glow of her phone.
那个手握解雇信的年轻人。
The working adult holding his retrenchment letter.
那个在母亲的职分中几乎消失自己的女性。
The woman who has almost lost herself as being a mother.
那个面对病历颤抖的病人。
The patient was trembling as she received her medical report.
那个在空房间里摩挲照片的老人。
And the elderly person was sitting alone, gently just looking at old photographs.
这不仅仅是舞台上的七个角色。
They are not merely seven characters on the stage.
这是我们自己的故事。
They are also our stories.
是你，是我。
They are yours and mine.
是每一个在生命的某个时刻发现自己坐在沉默椅子上的人。
They belong to anyone who has ever found themselves sitting on a silent chair.
也许今天你来到这里带着一个问题，为什么是耶稣？
Maybe today you came here with a question in your heart. Why Jesus?
凭什么那个两千年前降生在马槽的婴孩能改变我的黑暗？
Why should a baby born 2,000 years ago in a manger be able to change my darkness?
如果我带着同样的故事去到寺庙，
If I brought my struggles to a temple,
清真寺心理咨询室不是也一样可以得到安慰吗？
A mosque or even a counseling room, wouldn't I also find comfort there?
这是一个诚实的问题。
That is an honest question.
也是一个至关重要的问题。
And an important one.
今天我要邀请你一起思考，为什么唯独耶稣？
So today I want to invite you to think about this. Why Jesus?
为什么这个降生在伯利恒的婴孩配得我们在这个圣诞的节期配得上我们的赞美？
And why is this child born in Bethlehem worth our gathering this Christmas, worthy of our praise and our trust?
他为什么配得我们的相信？他能照亮我们生命当中最深的黑暗。
And why should we believe that he and only he can bring light into the deepest darkness of our lives?
让我们先诚实地想想自己的椅子。
Let us now honestly think about our own chairs.
短剧中的七个人物，他们的痛苦看似不同。
So the seven people in the skit seem to face different struggles.
成绩压力。
There's academic pressure,
身份迷失,
and identity confusion,
社交孤独,
there's loneliness,
失业危机,
there's job loss,
家庭重担,
family burden,
疾病恐惧,
fear of illness,
老年孤寂,
and loneliness in old age.
我们的世界提供了各种各样的解决方案,
and our world offers many solutions.
补习班,
tuition classes,
心理课程,
counseling,
社交技巧
，some social skills training，
职业培训
，career coaching，
婚姻辅导
，marriage counseling，
医疗保险
，buy more medical insurance，
养老保障
，retirement planning，
这些都有价值
，all these things have value，
但这些都解决不了根本的问题。
But they cannot solve what is truly beneath.
让我们想得更深一点。
Let's think a little bit deeper.
那个小女孩。
The little girl.
她真正的需要不是更高的分数。
She doesn't really need higher grades.
而是一个无条件的接纳。
What she needs is unconditional acceptance.
那就是哪怕她考到最后一名，她仍然是被爱的，是有价值的。
To know that even if she came in last, she is still loved and valuable.
那个少年人。
That teenager.
他真正需要的不仅仅是父母的认可。
He doesn't merely need his parents' approval.
更是一个身份的确认。
He needs to know who he is truly.
他不只是成绩单上的数字。
He is not just a number on a report slip.
不是社交媒体上的一个点赞。
And he is not the sum total of his likes.
他是一个有永恒价值的人。
He is a person with lasting worth.
那个大学生。
That university student.
她真正需要的不是更多的朋友。
She doesn't really need more friends.
而是一个不被比较的爱。
She needs love that comes without comparison.
她的价值不取决于她是否比别人更成功、更漂亮、更受欢迎。
To know that her value is not the sum of her achievements, appearance, or even popularity.
而是有人看见真实她之后，真实的她之后，还愿意接纳那个最真实的她。
But someone who can see her for truly who she is and accept her.
那个上班族。
That working adult.
他真正的需要的不仅仅是一份新的工作。
He doesn't just need a new job.
而是超越职业的身份。
He needs an identity that goes beyond his job title.
当他失去工作的头衔之后，他究竟是谁？
When the title is gone, who is he truly?
他如何定义他自己？
How does he define himself?
那位母亲。
That mother.
她真正需要的不仅仅是丈夫更多的帮助。
She doesn't need merely more help from her husband.
而是被看见，被珍视。
She needs to be seen and valued.
她不只只是一个妈妈。
She's not just a mom.
她有自己的名字。
She has a name.
她有自己的价值。
She has a worth.
她值得被深更深的看见。
And she deserves to be seen truly.
那位病人。
That patient.
他真正的害怕的不仅仅是死亡
That's not truly only fear dying
而是死亡之后的遗忘和虚无
But she fears the emptiness and being forgotten after death
如果生命只是偶然的集合那么痛苦有何意义和价值
If life is merely an accident then what meaning does it hold
死亡是否是灵魂终极的句号
Is death truly the end of our soul?
那位老人
That elderly person
他真正渴望的不仅仅是有人陪伴他吃饭
That's not just merely yearn for companionship
而是超越时间的意义
But a meaning that lasts beyond our earthly life
如果一生最终归于尘土那么爱过、痛过、活过究竟是为什么
If everything ends in dust at the end then does love, the pain and the living that we do on this earth matter any at all?
看到了吗
Do you see that?
我们真正的困境不是表面的问题，而是根源性的问题。
Our deepest struggle cannot really be seen if you're just looking at it superficially.
我们渴望被无条件的爱，却经历着有条件的接纳。
We long to be loved unconditionally, but often we feel like we must earn acceptance.
很多情况下是价值交换。
And it is a transactional kind of relationship.
你有多少价值，我就爱你多少。
If you are valuable to me, then I love you to that extent.
我们渴望永恒的价值
We want our lives to matter
却活在短暂的别人的评价当中
But we're just craving for temporal kind of acceptance and approval
我们渴望生命的意义
We search for meaning
绝大多数却要面对虚空的感觉
But yet we often feel empty
我们渴望救赎
We long to be saved
却发现自己常常无能为力
But realize that we often cannot save ourselves
这就是我们人类的真实的境况
And that's our reality
我们被困在想要的自己和真实的自己之间。
We are caught between who we want to be and who we really are.
我们被困在渴望的爱和经历的爱之间。
We are caught between the love we long for and the love we are experiencing.
我们被困在对永恒的向往和对死亡的恐惧之间。
And we are caught between desiring eternity and our fear of death.
所有的宗教哲学都在尝试回答这个问题。
And every religion and philosophy tries to answer this struggle.
但是如果真理真的存在，它就不可能彼此矛盾。
And if truth is real, then it cannot contradict itself.
答案不是从下往上的努力。
The answer isn't us reaching out to God.
而是从上往下的恩典。
But the grace of God coming from above to us.
现在让我们来到伯利恒。
Today, now let's get to Bethlehem.
来到马槽前。
To the manger.
为什么是耶稣？
But so why is Jesus?
让我提出三个其他宗教和体系无法提供的核心答案。
Let me share three reasons that no other belief system can offer.
第一，耶稣不是人寻找神的代表，而是神寻找人的灵在。
Firstly, Jesus is not a representative of human seeking God, but he is God himself coming to seek his people.
在所有的人类宗教和哲学当中，模式几乎是相同的。
Across religions and philosophies, the pattern is similar.
人们通过道德的修行，
through moral cultivation,
冥想练习，
meditative practices,
知识积累，
the accumulation of knowledge,
知识积德行善，
and doing lots of good works,
尝试向上触及神圣。
We seek to reach upwards towards the divine.
佛教的八正道，
Buddhism's Eightfold Path,
伊斯兰教的五功，
Islam's Five Pillars,
儒家的修身，
Confucian Self-Cultivation,
柏拉图认为理性所认识的本质才是最真实的，
Even Plato's conviction that reason is, in its essence is most real,
乃至现代的成功学自我实现，
and all of the modern philosophies about success and self-actualization,
都是人寻找神的路径，
are all just attempts by humanity to search for God.
然而圣经讲述了一个截然相反的故事，
but the Bible tells a very different story.
不是人寻找神，是神寻找人。
It's not people looking for God, but God coming to seek us.
约翰福音一章十四节，
John chapter 1 verse 14 says, The word became flesh and lived among us, full of grace and truth.
在伯利恒的马槽里，
In the manger of Bethlehem,
发生了一件宇宙性的事情。
Something cosmic happened.
永恒的神主动进入到时间当中。
An eternal God stepped into time.
无限的神主动进入到了有限。
An infinite God stepped into our limits.
圣洁的神进入到人类的黑暗和破碎当中。
A holy God stepped into the brokenness of our world.
这不是一个道德教师的诞生。
It's not just the birth of a religious teacher,
不是一个哲学家的出现，
or a philosopher,
更不是一个宗教创始的人降生了，
or even just a religious leader,
而是神亲自降世为人，道成肉身。
It was God himself becoming human, the word becoming flesh.
想象一下，
think about this.
如果你深爱的孩子被困在倒塌的矿井下，你会怎么做？
If your beloved child was trapped in a collapsed mine underground,
你会站在井口喊，孩子，努力，你要努力爬上来，我在这里给你指导。
Will you stand above and just shout instructions like, try harder, climb up?
还是会亲自进入黑暗当中，危险的矿井，到孩子所在的地方，把他带上来。
Or would you go down into the darkness despite the danger to bring him out?
我想一个正常的爱自己的父母都会进入到矿井当中。
Any parent who loved their child would want to do that.
甚至牺牲自己让孩子活下来。
Even would be willing to sacrifice themselves for the life of their child.
而耶稣就是那进入矿井的神。
And Jesus is the God who went down into the mine.
他没有站在天堂对我们喊，努力，修行，加油，等你变得更好就可以上来了。
He did not stay in heaven telling us how to improve so that we can ascend to heaven.
而是亲自进入到我们的黑暗，我们的破碎和我们的死亡当中来拯救我们。
But he stepped into our darkness, our brokenness, and our death to save us.
第二，耶稣不是提供解决方案的教师，而是称为解决方案的救主。
Second, Jesus is not a religious leader who offers solution. He himself is the savior who became the solution.
其他宗教的创始人会说，我只给你道路。
Many religions will say, I will show you the way.
耶稣说，我就是道路。
Jesus says, I am the way.
其他教师会说，我教导你们真理。
Others says, I teach you the truth.
耶稣说，我就是真理。
Jesus says, I am the truth.
其他导师会说，我告诉你如何得生命。
Others say, I will show you how to find life.
耶稣说，我就是生命。
But Jesus says, I am the life.
这是本质的区别。
That's a fundamental difference.
佛教的释迦牟尼指出的是一条脱离苦海的道路，但他自己不是道路。
In Buddhism, Buddha pointed to a path, but he himself was not the path.
伊斯兰教的穆罕默德，传达了《可兰经》。
In Islam, Muhammad delivered God's message.
但他从来没有说过自己是救主。
But did not claim to be God.
道德教师告诉我们该如何生活。
Moral teachers can teach us how to live.
但是他不能给我们力量如何去生活。
But they cannot give us the power to live accordingly.
但耶稣带来的不是一套新的道德规范。
In contrast, Jesus didn't come to bring new teaching.
不是一个更好的哲学体系。
Or a better religious framework.
不是一套宗教礼仪。
Or religious rituals.
是他自己。
He brought himself.
那个小女孩需要的不是要教导她更自信。
The little girl in the skit did not need more lessons to be more confident.
你可以的, 可以拿高分的,
you can do it. You can do better in the next exam.
而是能接受她的那一位,
she needs someone who can truly accept her.
那少年需要的不是要更加的勇气, 鼓励她,
the teenage boy did not need more encouragement to be brave.
而是能够给他新身份的那一位, 告诉他, 你到底是谁?
He needs someone who can give him a new identity and tell him who exactly he was.
那位病人害怕的不是死亡本身，而是死亡背后的那种虚空。
The patient was not most afraid of death itself, but the emptiness that lies beyond death.
而耶稣说，我就是复活和生命，信我的人虽然死了，也要活着。And
Jesus says in the Bible, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live.
耶稣来到世上。
So Jesus came into the world,
不是简单地教导我们该如何应对问题,
not simply to teach us how to cope with our problems,
而是从根本上解决我们问题的问题,
but to deal with the deepest problem undergirding all our problems,
那就是罪和死亡的问题,
and that is the problem of sin and death.
第三, 耶稣的宣称具有排他性, 因为真理本身具有排他性。
Thirdly, Jesus' claim is exclusive because truth in itself and its nature is exclusive.
有人说，所有的宗教不都劝人向善吗？不都是通往同一个神吗？
Some people say, aren't all religions the same? You know, they teach people to do good, and so they all lead to the same God.
俗话说得好，条条大路通罗马。
All roads lead to Rome. There is this popular saying, right? You know, right? Mm-hmm.
让我们认真地思考一个问题。
But let's think about this.
那就像说所有的地图都指向同一个方向一样不合理。
It's like saying all the maps all point to the same direction.
如果站在同一个地点,
if two people are standing in the same location,
一个人说新加坡在南方,
someone says Singapore is to the south,
另一个说新加坡在北方,
the other person says no, Singapore is to the north.
这不可能同时正确。
They cannot be both right.
要么他在南方, 要么他在北方。
It's either in the south or in the north,
要么在某个方向,
or some specific direction,
但不可能同时出现在所有的方向, 对不对?
But it cannot be in every direction at the same time.
耶稣说, 我就是道路, 真理生命, 不, 如果不借着我, 没有人到父那里去, 这不是傲慢, 这是诚实。
So when Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through me, it is not arrogance, he was being honest.
如果他真的是神成为人,
if Jesus truly is God who became human,
如果他真的是唯一的救主,
and if he's truly the only Savior,
那么说有很多条路的反而是错误，是不诚实的。
Then saying that there are many ways that lead to God would be wrong and misleading.
想象我们在手术台上,
imagine you are lying on an operating table.
医生准备要开刀了,
you're about to undergo surgery.
你说医生，我相信所有的手术方法都是一样有效的。
You tell the doctor, doctor, I believe all surgical methods are equally effective.
医生会说不。
The doctor would say no.
对于你的病只有这种方法能救你。
For your condition, this procedure can save you.
其他的方式可能对其他的病有效，但对你的病无效。
Other treatments may work for other illnesses, but not for yours.
就像心脏骤停的时候，只能做心脏复苏手术才能救命一样。
So only, for example, when you have cardiac arrest, only a certain type of resuscitation can save your life.
这就是唯一性。
And this is the exclusivity of the approach.
选错了方向, 真的会要命的。
And when you choose the wrong method, it can cost you your life.
它就是具有排他性。
And this is the exclusivity of truth.
但如果我们只停留在马槽的话,
but if today we stop only at the manger,
我们只看到了故事的一半,
we have only seen half the Christmas story.
圣诞的喜乐指向一个更深更黑暗, 也更光辉的地方, 那就是哥哥他的十字架。
The joy of Christmas actually points us to a place that is deeper, darker, and yet more glorious.
为什么圣诞的婴孩能改变我们的黑暗?
So why can the birth of baby Jesus bring light into our darkness?
因为那个婴孩长大后走向了十字架。
And it's because the baby grew up and walked towards the cross.
十字架揭示了我们黑暗的真实的深度。
And the cross reveals to us how deep our inner darkness truly is.
我们的问题不是缺乏教育，不是不够努力或环境不好。
Our problem really doesn't lie in the lack of education or the lack of effort or an unfavorable environment.
我们根本的问题是内心深处的罪的问题。
The fundamental problem we face is the problem of sin.
罪等于偏离神，背离神。
It is the turning away from God.
罪使我们离开神的同在，不以神为中心，拒绝神的主权。
So sin separates us from God's presence, and we rather than it places us rather than God at the center of our lives.
罗马书3:23说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So Romans 6:23 tells us that, 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
罪需要付出代价。
Sin carries a cost.
因为罪的工价就是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
按着命定，人人都要死一次，死后还有审判。
And it is appointed for everyone to die once, and after that comes judgment.
这不是简单的道德过失，而是更深层次的问题。
So it's not just a moral failing, but it's a bigger problem to face.
我们以自己为生命的中心，而不是以神为我们的中心。
We've placed ourselves at the center of life instead of God.
我们想要做自己的主，而不是让造我们的神做主。
We want to be masters of our own lives rather than allow the God who created us to rule.
那位大学生根本的问题是什么？
In the skit, what's the real problem that the university student faces?
因为他想要从人的认可当中找到价值，而不是从造物主神那里找到价值。
She's trying to find worth in the approval of others rather than from her creator.
那位上班族呢？
That working it out?
因为他想从成就当中找到身份，而不是被造的目的当中找到真正的身份。
He's trying to find his identity in achievement rather than looking for the purpose for which he was created.
我们所有人都在别处寻找只有神能够提供的。
All of us are searching elsewhere for what only God can give.
意义、价值、爱和安全感。
Meaning, love, value, and security.
十字架是神对这个问题的终极回应。
And the cross is God's ultimate response to this problem.
不是忽视罪。
He is not ignoring sin.
不是轻视罪。
He is not treating it lightly.
而是神亲自承担了罪的后果。
But he personally is bearing the consequences of sin himself.
在十字架上，耶稣做了我们无法为自己做的事情。
On the cross, Jesus did for us what we can never do for ourselves.
他承担了我们因自我中心背离神而应得的后果。
He bore the consequences that we deserved.Because of our self-centeredness and our turning away from God.
所以十字架不是神圣的虐待，而是神圣的替代。
So the cross is not divine cruelty, but divine substitution.
无罪的替有罪的。
The sinless died in place of the sinful.
永恒的代替暂时的。
The eternal in place of the temporal.
创造主代替受造物。
The creator in place of the created.
承担我们本该承担的后果。
Bearing the consequences that we should have borne.
因此，耶稣不是简单的同情我们的痛苦。
Therefore, Jesus doesn't merely sympathize with our suffering.
而是亲身经历了我们的痛苦。
He personally entered into it.
在他在世的33年半当中。
In the 33 and a half years he was on earth.
他了解被误解。
He knows what it's like to be misunderstood.
他了解背叛。
He understands what it means to be betrayed.
因为他的门徒也背叛了他。
Because his disciples betrayed him.
他了解被孤立。
He knows what it means to be abandoned.
他了解身体的痛苦。
He knows physical suffering.
因为他被鞭打，被钉在十字架上。
Because he was flogged and nailed to the cross.
他也了解心灵的煎熬。
He knows the sense of deep inner anguish.
他甚至经历了与天父隔绝的终极的孤独。
He even experienced ultimate loneliness, the separation from God the Father.
他不是站在岸上指导我们如何游泳的教练。
He's not like a coach standing safely on shore telling us how to swim.
你要这样游，你要那样游。
Okay, do this and that.
他是跳入急流，把溺水者救上岸的救生员。
He is the lifeguard who jumps into the raging current.
也许你会想
，Perhaps you might be thinking，
这一切听起来很伟大。
All this sounds great.
但真的能进入到我个人的生命吗？
But can it happen in my real life?
接下来我想邀请你看一段真实的生命的故事。
And I invite you to look at a real life story.
不是2000年前。
Not one from 2000 years ago.
而是每一天发生在世界各地无数基督徒生命当中的见证。
But one that happens to many of us Christians in our daily lives.
For nearly 25 years, I wandered. I was born in 1968 to a good family, though we didn't believe in God. In fact, as I grew older, I began to make fun of people who thought God was real. I didn't need somebody else's make-believe God. I was certain he wasn't there.From age 14 to 22, I lived entirely for myself. I was popular in high school, and I partied hard. I even won 2 state basketball championships. By age 18, I had a full-ride scholarship to play college basketball. I felt like I was on my way. But 4 years later, it all came crashing down. had made some bad choices, and gradually I lost everything I had earned. I'll never forget the day, at age 22, on a Thursday, that I decided to end my life. I sat in the school cafeteria that day, thinking about how I was going to do it, how I would spend my last weekend on Earth, when I overheard two girls at a nearby table talking about fasting and prayer. I interrupted, asking them what fasting was. One of them told me it was something they did when they wanted help from God. It seemed so silly, but I listened. Intrigued. That night, all alone, I knelt down and prayed for the first time in my life. I told God that I was going to fast, that I'd go without food and water for 24 hours, but that I wanted Him to show Himself to me. So I fasted, and for the first time in 8 years, I went without drugs and alcohol. But by the next day, nothing had happened. I didn't want to end my life anymore, but God never spoke to me. So I forgot about the whole thing. I knew He didn't exist. I went on with my life. And then oddly, a month later, an old friend called inviting me over. A friend I hadn't seen in 5 years. So we hung out one day, catching up on old times. When out of the blue he said, "Todd, I don't know how to tell you this. I was scared to even invite you over. But yesterday I had a strong impression from God to call you. And God impressed me to tell you that He needs you on His side. Today." I was speechless. Was God real? Had He answered my prayer? Had He sent someone to me? I couldn't believe it. But He had. With my friend's help, for the next year and a half, I fought like a lion to overcome all my problems. Up and down I went, succeeding and failing along the way. But little by little, I started to see small but obvious things happen in my life. The answers to questions that had long bothered me began to be revealed. Slowly, things started to change. Finally, I decided to attend church. One day, someone there reached out, inviting me to a church-sponsored picnic. I felt a bit awkward about it, but I decided to go. It turned out to be the straightest party I had ever been to. No drugs, no alcohol, silly games for the kids everyone had brought. And then we had lunch, and someone wanted to pray over the hot dogs. I thought it was strange, but I bowed my head and closed my eyes. And then my life changed. 2 years after that initial fast and prayer, 700 days after I had pleaded with God in my closet, I felt something I had never felt in my life, something 20 times stronger than any drug I had ever taken. It was as if someone were hugging me, as if someone were telling me I was home, that these people were good, and that I needed to be with them, that God was there, and that He knew me by name, and that He loved me. I had always thought that if God were to manifest Himself to me, that He would come down in a lightning bolt or in a great clash of fire. But I learned that day at the picnic that I was wrong. I realized that it is part of our condition as mortals to sometimes feel as though we are surrounded by darkness. But even though we may feel lost, that God promises to illuminate the way before us, no matter how long it takes. For 2 years, God had nurtured a questioning soul. Little by little, He had given me as much as I could handle, until the day I was humble enough to hear fully what He wanted to tell me. I also learned by my own experience that spiritual light rarely comes to those who merely sit in darkness, waiting for someone to flip a switch. It takes an act of faith to open our eyes to the light of Christ. 20 years later, I still don't know everything, but I now know who I am. I know who God is, and I know that God's light is real.
像视频当中的见证一样
，like the testimony in the video，
每一天
，every day，
无数人的生命因为遇见神而被改变。
Countless lives are transformed because they have encountered God.
一切都因为复活的耶稣。
All because of the risen Jesus.
如果我们只停留在十字架
，if we stop only at the cross，
我们只看到了牺牲
，we see God's sacrifice，
还没有看到得胜
，but not His victory。
圣诞的婴孩，受难的人子，第三天复活了。
The baby born at Christmas, the suffering Son of Man, rose again on the third day.
复活不是精神的象征。
The resurrection is not a spiritual symbol.
不是神话的寓意。
It's not mythology.
而是历史的事实。
It is a historical fact.
空坟墓。
The empty tomb.
门徒的见证。
The testimony of the disciples.
历史历代无数基督徒生命的改变。
The countless changed lives of Christians throughout history.
这一切都指向了一个事实。
All these points to one truth.
耶稣确实从死里复活了。
Jesus truly rose from the dead.
复活证明耶稣所声称的一切都是真的。
And the resurrection proves that everything Jesus claimed is true.
复活证明了他是神的儿子。
Proves that he's the Son of God.
证明了他战胜了死亡。
It proves he has conquered death.
证明了他的牺牲被父神接纳。
It proves that his sacrifice was accepted by God the Father.
证明他确实有能力给我们新的生命。
And it proves that he has the power to give us new life.
带领我们走出黑暗
to walk out of darkness.
也许有人会说
maybe some of us may say,
那是2000年的事
it's 2000 years ago.
可今天的我的问题有什么关系
what does it have to do with my life today?
让我们回到短剧
coming back to the skit,
看看耶稣如何具体地回应每一个人的困境
and let's see how Jesus will respond concretely to each of their struggles.
对小女孩
to the little girl,
耶稣不是说你要更努力
Jesus does not say try harder,
而是说在我眼里你有无限价值
He says, in my eyes, you have infinite value.
不是因为你考多少分。
It's not because of your grades.
而是因为我创造你，爱你，为你而死。
But it's because I created you, I love you, and I died for you.
对少年。
To the teenager.
耶稣不是说你要更合群。
Jesus does not say fit in better.
让更多的人来喜欢你。
So that more people will like you.
而是说你不需要在别人的期待中寻找自己。
Jesus says, you do not need to find yourself in other people's expectations.
你可以在我里面找到真正的身份。
In me, you can find your true identity.
你是神所爱的孩子。
You are a child loved by God.
对大学生。
To the university student.
耶稣不是说放下手机。
Jesus does not say put on your phone.
而是说那些比较是虚幻的。
He says, those comparisons are just an illusion.
你已经被无条件的爱着。
You are already unconditionally loved.
不是因为你比别人好，而是因为我的恩典。
Not because you are better than others, but because of my grace.
对上班族。
To the working adult.
耶稣不是说再找一份工作就好了。
Jesus does not say just find another job.
而是说即便你失去一切的头衔。
He says, even if you lose every title.
你在我里面的身份永不改变。
Your identity in me never changes.
你是蒙救赎被赦免神所珍爱的。
You are redeemed, you're forgiven, and you're treasured by God.
对母亲。
To the mother.
耶稣不是说努力做一个更好的妈妈。
Jesus does not say be a better mom.
而是说我看见你每一滴的眼泪。
But he says I see every tear you shed.
珍惜你的每一次的付出。
I treasure every sacrifice you make.
你从来不是孤单的一个人承担这一切。
And you're not carrying all these alone.
我一直在你身边。
I am always with you.
对病人。
To the patient.
耶稣不是说一定。要医治你。
Jesus does not say you will definitely be healed.
而是说即使疾病带走了你的身体。
He says even if illness takes your body,
不能带走你的灵魂。
It cannot take your soul.
死亡不是终点。
Death is not the end.
而是进入了我同在的开始。
It is the beginning of entering my presence.
对老人。
To the elderly person.
耶稣不是说靠着回忆过去而活下去。
Jesus does not say just live the rest of your life reminiscing about the past.
而是说你失去的爱人在我这里。
He says, your loved ones are with me.
你的故事还没有结束。
Your story is not over.
永恒的序幕正在为你开启。
And the curtain is rising on eternity.
耶稣不是简单的解决表面的问题。
So Jesus does not solve our problems at the surface level.
而是从根本上重塑我们的身份、意义和盼望。
He reshapes us at the deepest level in terms of our identity, our meaning, and our hope.
今天你可能坐在自己的椅子上。
Today you may be sitting in your own chairs.
也许你事业成功，但内心空虚。
Maybe you're very successful, but you're very empty inside.
也许你家庭美满，但关系很表面。
Perhaps you may appear to have a happy family, but the relationships are shallow.
也许你身体很健康，但灵魂很疲惫。
Perhaps you are physically healthy, but spiritually exhausted.
也许你信仰虔诚，但从没有真正的与神有个亲密的关系。
You may be religious, but have not truly known Jesus.
我要邀请你。
I want to invite you,
像短剧中的人物一样，从椅子站起来，走向马槽。
Like the characters in the skit, to stand from your chair and to walk towards the manger.
这不是一个走向一个宗教的体系。
It is not a step towards a religious system.
不是走向一个道德的规范。
Or to moral rules.
而是走向复活的救主。
But it's stepping towards a living savior.
如何走呢？
So how am I going to walk to the manger?
承认。
First, admit.
承认我们在黑暗当中。
Admit we are sitting in darkness.
相信。
Believe.
相信耶稣是神，是真神。
Believe that Jesus is the one true God.
接受。
Accept.
接受这份白白的恩典。
And receive this gift of grace freely given.
跟随，最后一个是跟随。
And lastly, follow.
从此以后，跟随他的道路。
Follow Jesus' path.
也许你会问，但我犯过很多的错。
You may say, but I've made many mistakes.
十字架就是为过犯的人所预备的。
Good news for you, the cross was made for people who have failed.
也许你会说，我有很多的疑问。
Perhaps you say, I have a lot of doubts.
没问题，带着疑问来。
It's okay, bring your doubts.
如果你，也许你会担心，我不会祷告。
You may be worried, I don't know how to pray.
你就简单的说，神啊，如果你真的在这里，如果你真的关心我，请让我更加认识你。
You can simply say, God, if you are really there, and if you truly care,Please let me know you.
当光进来的时候
When light enters,
我们就走向了同一个地方
We can walk towards it.
今天耶稣在寻找坐在黑暗当中的人
Today Jesus is still looking for people who are sitting in darkness.
他的光仍然在照亮死因黑暗当中的人
And his light is still shining into places of deep shadow.
你可能会想等我生活理顺等问题解决了等我更了解基督教了我再考虑
You may be thinking, you know, let me sort out my life first, let me sort out my problems first, let me understand Christianity better. No, Jesus invites you.
耶稣，请你带着你的混乱、你的问题、你的疑惑来到他面前。
Jesus invites you to come as you are, with your confusion, your questions, and your doubts.
因为他说，你们所有劳苦担重担的人，到我这里来，我必使你们得安息。
Because he says this to you, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
在这个圣诞的季节
This Christmas,
愿你从椅子上站起来
May you rise from your chair,
走向那光
To walk towards the light,
走向那爱
To walk towards his love,
走向那为我们而生而死的主耶稣
To walk towards Lord Jesus, who came for you, born for you, died for you, and rose again for you.
我们一起来祷告
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父
Heavenly Father,
感谢你在黑暗当中赐下光
Thank you for giving us light in darkness.
在绝望中赐下盼望
And giving us hope in despair.
感谢你